200 years ago, British paleontologists discovered fossilized creatures like nothing alive today, the dinosaurs. The Jurassic Coast in southern England is where it all happened, a savagely beautiful place that still attracts thousands of fossil hunters today.
Storms are common in the narrow sea channel that separates France from Britain, waves crashing against the cliffs of England's southern coast. In a battle between rock and water, the ultimate victor is never in doubt, and the coast is constantly changing as a result. It's a beautiful landscape, but that's not what makes it so special. Go back 200 million years to the Triassic period, and this area was a desert. Then, during the Jurassic period, it was under the sea. And during the Cretaceous period, which takes us up to the extinction of the dinosaurs around 65 million years ago, this was swamp. All those periods are recorded layer after layer in the sedimentary rock of the English coast, and every time a storm attacks the cliffs, new fossils are revealed. The Jurassic coast first became famous around 200 years ago, thanks to the discoveries of the first amateur paleontologists. They found fossils of creatures that no longer existed, so taking the first step toward the theory of evolution. Some, such as a plesiosaur skeleton, found by Mary Anning, still draw crowds in London's Natural History Museum. Today, just as in the 19th century, amateur paleontologists do most of the fossil hunting. The Jurassic Coast, a section about 140 kilometres long, is far too big for professional paleontologists to watch over, and it changes with every high tide. So ordinary people are encouraged to hunt for the fossils themselves. Some fossils, such as those of the ammonites that filled the Jurassic seas, are so common that they are of no interest. An experienced fossil hunter can usually find one within a few minutes, just by cracking open rocks with a hammer. The big discoveries are less frequent, but there is always another storm on its way.